Why do some brands become stronger even when facing difficult economic times? This is the topic of Brand Tips for Decision Makers today.
This is Brand Tips for Decision Makers, a show about growing your business. Here is your host, Peter Rodriguez.
So why do some brands become stronger when facing difficult economic times? This is a great topic for our podcast today. I want to bring that forward because as we keep talking about whether or not we're going to face a recession, and most experts cannot agree on something that would be definitive, the reality is that the economy keeps growing, both in the US and Canada in general. The economy continues to grow. And unfortunately, some brand leaders and business leaders are planning as if it were going to be, a negative economic time. So they're cutting investment left, right, and center, and that doesn't really make a lot of sense. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you why it doesn't make sense from a financial point of view. It may be counterintuitive, and you might be doing yourself a self-inflicted harm to your business by cutting investment, believing that you're going to deliver the short-term results. So it almost feels like we are talking about this idea of penny wise and pound fool. At the end of the day, you can make decisions for the short term and impact the business, but then it's going to have a negative repercussion, a negative impact down the road. And this is what I want to discuss with you today, and I'd love to hear your perspective. At the end of the day, one of the big learnings that I have from running businesses is that with or without a recession, and I have been through a few very big ones, some of them, what I've learned is that cutting brand investment can cause more trouble than benefit. It can cause long-term harm to a business, and then you're left with the pieces, with the broken pieces afterwards, after the economic times, the bad economic times are behind you. Now, in this case, I don't know if we're going to have a recession or not. That's not the point of this podcast episode. It is about how you think about your business with or without a recession. That's the important thing. How are you going to address things that you can control? We cannot control what our recession looks like and if there is going to be one or not, but we can control how we react to it. And this is what the podcast is about. So a couple of thoughts as we go into it. One important fact is that recessions come and go. They're always, the risk of having one is always there. But the reality is that after each one of them, the economy bounces back. That always happens. And the issue here is that businesses and brands come out of a recession looking different. And it all has to do with the decisions that you make while you go into economic times that are not favorable. Some businesses and brands become stronger and some others become weaker. And we're going to talk about this in more detail. So the most important thought that I'd like you to take away from this episode is that the way to shoot your business in the foot is indeed cutting brand investment during a recession. And this is why. This is the insight that I have found. When you do this, and when you withdraw your presence in the market during a recession, you're letting others gain share of voice at your expense, especially if you're a leading brand and there is a challenger brand that wants to take your share. If they decide to invest at a time when you pull back for financial reasons, then they're going to create a lot of trouble for your brand. Because when you lose share of voice, you also lose share of mind. We humans operate this way. We need to see brands, people, concepts, ideas on a regular basis so that they stay in mind. If you've heard the idea, this saying, out of sight, out of mind, this is actually true. And it's even more important for brands. When you are not there, when you lose that share of voice and you let others speak louder than your brand or more persuasively than your brand, then you inevitably lose share of mind. Now, this is something that causes a bigger problem. When you lose that share of mind, then you're actually out of sight, out of mind, and being out of mind causes your brand to drop in the consumer's consideration set. And this is the real problem, because people stop seeing your brand with the familiarity that they should see it with. Remember that people do not decide on a daily basis to buy your brand. It accumulates over time. They decide that you are the brand for them based on how present your brand is. And if you decide to just rely on the latent presence, the latent awareness of your brand, you're taking a big bet. The problem with this loss of presence is that you become less relevant to them and their desires. And look at the examples of so many past recessions where brands pull back and then challenger brands step in, and then the challenger brand all of a sudden comes out of the recession a lot stronger. They come out of the recession with a larger share of voice and a larger share of market, which they can capitalize right after that. There are many, many examples about this. I just remember one in the gum business about, when the big recession of the 1930s happened. It actually, leadership shifted hands at the end of a recession. The challenger brand, Wrigley, actually invested money on persuading people about the brand during the recession. They did not increase sales during the recession, and that's important to notice. But at the end of the recession, they came back stronger, and then they took leadership from Adams. And that is unbelievable, because at that time, that was a big deal in terms of the market share for each company. And then there are many other examples that we can talk about, but that is, it's reality. So the point that I want you to take away is that if you become less relevant because you're not present, you're not there reminding them about the connection between their desires, the consumer's desires, and the benefit of your brand. And slowly but certainly, they start forgetting about you. So when you lose your mind, you're certainly on the path of losing share. And that's because people are people. People forget your brand easily. It doesn't matter how much you invested so far. If you are not there today, they will probably not think about you. So this is one of the big reasons why cutting brand investment during a recession is a bad idea if you're speaking from a financial perspective. If you have financial considerations in mind, this is one of those things that will hurt your business more than not. Because brand value erodes quickly. And when a brand is not supported, that happens even more. The impact of that is bigger. So it will erode, and if you don't support it, it will erode faster. You can build it if you continue to invest in a smart way, but then you have to make the decision to continue to invest at the expense of this year's profits. So such erosion will certainly imperil the future of your business when the recession is over. And this is the hardest part, because recessions, as I said before, history has proven that they last for only a limited time, and then when things become normal, then all of a sudden you see who became stronger. So one of the things that happens when you have allowed your brand to lose that presence, to erode in its value in the eyes of the consumer, the reality is that it will be more costly to regain that awareness and your spot in the consumer's consideration set. So this predisposition that advertising creates in people's minds is lost if you don't support it. So if you want it back, you're going to have to invest, and I would say overinvest, in order to reinstall that in people's minds. And then eventually, if you do the comparison, cutting brand investment in the first place may not look like a very smart thing to do from a financial point of view. So what can you do? If you run a business, my suggestion is consider, seriously consider, continue the continuing to invest in your brand to secure that spot in the minds of people during our recession. It is so important for you to consider that, because that's a financial decision. It's a financial enabler down the road. It may not look like that for the first year when you're going through bad times, but it will ensure that you do not lose the bigger benefit just because you needed to deliver this year's profit. Now, it is important to understand that if you build this, you will create that desire in people's minds to buy your brand. You will predispose them to continue to buy your brand, even if they cannot afford to buy your brand in the short term. That is obviously not a good thing, but at the end of the day, when you continue to build that, guess what happens? When you invest in building your brand during a recession, it comes back roaring as soon as better times arrive. And that is when you reap the benefits, and then you continue to lead if you're a leading brand, or actually become the number one competitor in the business that you're in if you're a challenger brand. So you can actually do that too. So the most important thing to consider as a result of all of this is that when people want to buy your brand, when they consider that to be the one name that will give them the benefit that they are looking for, the benefit they value, you can command a premium price. And that's another great benefit of staying present. You can command a premium price because it continues to build its value even through the bad times. And this is crucial. When people make decisions based on brand value in their minds, then it's easier to have a higher price point, and that gives you the opportunity to have a higher profit margin, a higher gross margin. And that is crucial for your P&L. So at the end of the day, it's about a financial decision. So my advice to you is, please consider thinking beyond the recession. When if there is one or there isn't one, it doesn't really matter, because you need to continue to build value so that you reap the benefits. If there is no recession, then you will continue to reap them now, like in the short term. But if there is one, then probably you will have to be patient to recover all of that potential volume that will come back after the recession. So what do you think? This is the thought from Brand Tips for Decision Makers. It's a big decision. Advertising and promotion is one of the largest parts of our P&Ls, one of the biggest lines in our in that business and financial statement. And I would love to know your perspective. I hope that you have found this interesting and valuable, and I invite you to download some of the frameworks that I offer to think about this. They're free, and you can always go to brandmentor.ca to find these frameworks and additional thoughts that you may benefit from. I want to thank you for giving me your time, and I'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
Download today's framework for free at brandmentor.ca. Build the key brand management skills that you may have overlooked or never learned. This was Brand Tips for Decision Makers, a show about growing your business produced by Brand Igniter Inc. Become a smarter marketer. Build your brand management skills so you can grow more profit with your brands. Sign up for your mentoring program at brandmentor.ca.